Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Founders Lost Everything Not Knowing Owner Rights. Now let's get started with today's show. Are you calling yourself the wrong title and confusing investors, partners, and employees? Here's the uncomfortable truth. I've watched 7 entrepreneurs lose everything because they fundamentally misunderstood the difference between being a founder and being an owner. Today, we'll clear up this confusion that's costing entrepreneurs their credibility and their companies. Let's start with what makes a founder. Founders are the creators, the people who built something from absolutely nothing. They're the visionaries who saw a problem and decided to solve it when no one else would. You can only be a founder if you were there at the beginning, turning an idea into reality with your own hands. Here's the key insight. Once a founder, always a founder. Even if you sell every share or walk away completely, that founder title stays with you forever because you earned it through creation. Now, ownership is entirely different. Owners hold equity or legal control in the business. They possess a financial stake. You can become an owner by buying shares, inheriting equity, or receiving stock options. Unlike foundership, ownership changes hands all the time. It's fluid, transferable, and purely about financial investment. Think about Steve Jobs. He was Apple's founder and owner, but when he left in 1985, he remained a founder while losing his ownership stake. When he returned in 1997 through stock options, he became an owner again. The founder title never left him because he created Apple from nothing in that garage. Here's why this distinction matters more than you think. Using the wrong title confuses your entire story. Investors want to know if they're dealing with the original visionary who bled for this company or someone who simply wrote a check. Your title signals your level of commitment, expertise, and skin in the game. Right now, audit your bio and business cards. Use founder if you started the company, owner if you hold equity, or both if they apply. Stop the confusion and claim your correct title. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.